Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Robert York of the National Livestock Credit Corp. Back with Robert in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
2016, not a great year for cattle prices. We got a lot lower than we thought we might, whether you're talking about the finished cattle market, wholesale box beef trade, or calves and stocker cattle and yearling cattle as well. In the case of the finished cattle, we got just below $1 a pound for a little while, and then we have started rebounding back up lately to $1.10 to $1.12 a hundred weight. Meanwhile, wholesale box beef trade has had a pretty good rally. In fact, from really the October lows, we've kind of worked our way back now pretty close to $2 a pound after falling a lot further on our calf market and our yearly market than we thought we would this year. We have retraced some of those levels as well. Overall, though, not a great year for our cattle producers.
That's correct. It's been a really, really tough year.
Robert York is with the National Livestock Credit Corporation.
We had severe losses in 15, and then when you think it can't get any lower, it continues to make a new low, and so just massive equity drains among these producers. So we've seen times now that, and we've been through some tough times at National Livestock Credit. We financed ranchers since 1932, but it seems like this goes back to, I'm a young guy, relatively young. I've heard all my family talk about the crash of 73. This goes back and feels like that, and that changed a lot of people's lives for a long time.
I guess what, you know, when we start talking about National Livestock, you've actually are working with folks in several different ways, both lending money. You're also in the middle of helping the market their cattle, too.
That's correct. We buy, we sell, we help people with risk management through our hedging product. We finance everything that we can do that a producer needs in order to finance or care for their animals or market their cattle. We're involved in that stream some way.
Finally, tell me just a little bit about how you feel things are going with FedCattleExchange.com.
We're very happy that FedCattleExchange.com has actually made it to the market and is being used. It's one of those chicken and egg things, I think, Ron, where if the industry would utilize it more, we would have more price discovery. It's difficult, though, when you have a top-of-the-week trade after an auction to feel that that's somebody has to discover the market. Then there's always trade based on these formulas that happen after that. But we always have to maintain a way to discover that true price. So I think it's done a remarkable job of making that happen. I'm so proud that we've got the level that we're at. I would love to see growth in that in headcount. It's a matter of the producers out there in the country saying that's something good for the industry long term, and we've got to participate.
Hope is in 17 that you will continue to see those numbers grow.
Absolutely. We see new customers every week. We see new regions come on every week that haven't been on, that are pleased with what they get. And so we would love to see our numbers grow in 2017.
Robert York with National Livestock. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.